If all of the provisional ballots yet to be vetted and then counted don't move Cobb past Bowers, who ran on the Republican ticket, Cobb will still be on city council for at least the next 2 years.
The argument has been made that we haven't had diversity of opinion on council, which I totally disagree with. You know, when you work with six other people, you get strong diversity of opinion. I think having different perspectives is healthy for council, and I think that we'll see how that bears out.
If Bowers maintains that slim lead for mayor, he and fellow Republican newcomer Nick Hagan will take their seats on city council in January. In any case, Joe Cobb says city council will have a lot on its plate.
Once you begin to see some of the challenges we face as we're looking at planning a new budget, we've had some very good years, but we're likely to face some challenges financially. We have to be really good stewards of that. And so balancing the investments we make on behalf of the citizens, on behalf of our city employees, with potential relief for citizens in terms of taxes, that's a very fine line. We're going to have to be really cautious and thoughtful about that.
Bowers made a tax cut for Roanoke residents a campaign plank in his latest run for office. Gene Morano, WFIR News.